Hey, so hi, Richie. Really good to meet you. Thanks for coming along today.
Hi, Stephen. How are you? Thanks for inviting me.
No problem. So let's start with the first question. What's your startup called?
I'm the founder for a startup called Refer My Jobs. We are developing a job advertising platform which helps connect companies with the passive audience out there. And by passive audience, I mean that's the people that are sitting at work who would move for the right job, who are not necessarily actively seeking a job, but if they see something, then yes, it would start the conversation going.
Cool, thanks. And so how would you say your startup changes the status quo, changes the way the world works at the moment? Would it be that kind of passive aspect?
I think so. I mean, what companies need to understand is when they're putting a job advert out there through the existing job boards, only really 2% of the people that apply actually get selected for interviews. Now, if you compare that with probably about 70% of the workforce, it's the 70%, they're the ones that would actually move and potentially make better candidates because they know what they want in their next job search. So we've built a platform which actually targets those people to really start the whole conversation going about seeing what other opportunities are out there. That's what it's about.
No, it's all good. Thanks. So the main difference then, the way you're kind of changing the status quo is that you're focusing more on the passive job seekers, in inverted commas, than the active ones?
Yes, our platform still allows people to apply for jobs because we don't want to alienate them as well. But really, what we feel that the power is the 70% of people that are out there that are looking for a move. They're not sitting on job boards. So how we actually get through to them is through a third party. It's almost like a referral, a community driven. So what we've got is we want, once we're fully up and running, anyone from the general public can get involved, free to create a profile. We give you the sort of Pinterest of job boards. You create whatever jobs you want, share that on social media, and yeah, it's really there for your network to see.
Cool. So an example would be I'm on LinkedIn and someone else in my network, for example, could point me towards a job via your technology.
It's not so much they're actively going to do the introduction. The value is showing you the types of job that's out there. If you like the job that you see, you then click into their Pinterest job board and then you still apply yourself. But we're just sort of really getting the visibility for the jobs out there rather than these people being recruitment consultants. That's not what we're about. It's about sharing jobs to the wider community.
Yeah, so it could come from your friends.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Got you. So what excites you most about the space you're in? Maybe give a little bit about your background.
Yes, I've been in the recruitment industry for 13 years now. I've got to say, not much has changed within the 13 years. What really kind of got me going was it was the same objections. When I speak to clients from day one to year 13, it was the same issues that seem to be cropping up when it comes to finding staff. They are a wee bit frustrated with some of the job boards. They pay money up front. Sooner or later, it will happen where they post a job advert and they won't get the candidate through. And then they're put back to day one. And as a thank you, they've also paid money up front for that luxury. Mm. On the other end, is if they want to go down the recruitment agency model, recruitment agencies are great at what they do, but not everyone can afford the fees.
Yeah.
And what we've done is we've really taken the best of both worlds and created a process where it's cheaper for them to recruit, it's more inclusive and it's fair, and ultimately it unlocks the wider audience, as in the passive candidates, the people that are sitting at work, we get through to them via the referrals.
Okay, cool. Would you then say that you're kind of building a tool that captures the spirit of the time in a way that the existing tools don't really do?
Yes, I believe so. I think with this sort of day and age, social media is massive. You look at the TikToks, Instagrams, all the social media out there. What we're doing is we are really playing on the back of that. So our value really comes from our users creating their own little job board and then sharing that to their network.
Yeah.
And at the moment, no other job board really does that in terms of the traditional job boards. We have noticed over in Silicon Valley, change is happening. It's happening within the tech community through there, but those job boards and those tech referral communities are very exclusive. You're only allowed to get in there if you work in tech.
Mm.
What our platform tries to do is open the doors because we believe anyone can really get involved with sharing jobs, and the value is in everyone's individual network. And we just want to capture as many people to get involved with that job sharing element as possible.
Got you. And the incentive for people behaving that way is like helping their friends, but they also get some kind of payout?
Yeah, there's lots of different ways. First and foremost, it's job searching is very lonely and it's very difficult. So if you know people in your network are potentially looking, they're maybe a bit too proud to come and ask for help. So what we're doing is we're sort of reversing that model. We're basically saying, hey, I know you're looking for a job. I'm just going to put it out there. Here's a job you might be interested in, just to really get it in front of the right person. But we do incentivize it as well, because we're developing a point system. Mm-hmm. So for every job shared, you get a point. For every click you receive, you get a point. And then you can convert that into free rewards like coffees, cinema tickets, something we're working on. And ultimately, if somebody clicks through your link, you can get paid up to £500 just by sharing jobs to your network.
Cool. So how, you know, something I'm always obsessed with is how large the TAM, how large is the total addressable market for this idea?
The recruitment market is absolutely massive. I mean, for UK, first and foremost, it's looking at about £43 billion in the UK alone. Globally, you're looking at closer to sort of $400 billion. These are sort of rough stats, obviously, that just shows you the total size of it. In terms of what we're building, we want to capture as big a market as we can, because we really believe that the change is happening and we're building a platform which caters for current demand. But on a realistic point of view, we have to break that down into smaller segments. So our first goal is really to help the startup community within Scotland. Mm-hmm. Startups making their first commercial hires, they struggle. They don't have the recruitment knowledge, maybe don't have the resources or the time and expertise. So our platform really lends itself to referring people from the tech world, sales and marketing. Historically, these candidates at the sort of middle management upwards, they're not actively seeking for a job, but they're the ones that we know would move for the right opportunity, because they've reached a point in their career where it's time for a change. And what's going to instigate that is somebody in a network sharing the right job at the right time to really get the process going.
It's almost like being a job finder instead of a job seeker in a weird way.
Yes, it is. I think with the change as well, I think it's been quite a few years where I last saw a CV of somebody that's been at an employer for 5, 10, 15 years.
Yeah.
Laterally, people do tend to move every 2 or 3 years, and that's just the way that time has evolved. Lots of things have spurred that on, from COVID, more remote working opportunities, more choice on the market there. So people do tend to move to progress their own career after 2 to 3 years.
Yeah. So that would be your kind of, those would be the sort of the overriding themes you kind of see in your market?
Yes, absolutely. I think it's, when I first started recruitment, if you see somebody with 2 or 3 years experience and then moving on, they would be classed as a job hopper.
Yeah.
But then over the times, that job hopper title really has kind of disappeared into the background, because what we need to be aware of is we need to understand the person, the candidate behind each move. As a recruitment consultant, it was up to us to figure out what made that move.
Yeah.
And with the sort of contracting world taking a big step forward, more accepting opportunities, fixed term positions, that really has changed how CVs look.
Got you. No, it's really interesting, actually. Really interesting. So who would your ideal customer be then?
We want to work with small companies or small businesses, people with maybe less than 20 employees who haven't got the internal HR or recruitment teams, who lack the knowledge and how to recruit. We've really built a process to help them through the whole recruitment journey from start to finish. And more importantly, the way that our business model is set up is you would only pay for the job advert if you get higher. So that's going to massively reduce their spend on advertising. First and foremost, we really want to champion them finding the right person and creating a fair billing process.
Cool. Thank you. And do you think you've got product market fit?
We're getting closer, yes. I think with our first marketing campaign, we've got our early adopters up and running. They're using our system, they're giving us feedback. But in terms of proof of concept and product market fit, we've spoken with about 500 small businesses over the last 12 months, pitched to them what we're doing, And then through that feedback, we've really refined our process. So we believe that we're building something that the small business marketplace would like.
Exciting. It's really good to hear you're being so methodical about this. It's really great. If there was one big thing, if that even exists, is there one big thing that would really help you the most?
I think scaling our operations would be a huge support. We've already touched on the size of the global recruitment market. We want to get a big piece of that marketplace for ourselves. But in order to get there, we would maybe need a bit of support in terms of the right steps, the right building blocks to work our way up to that. We do have our milestones in place for the next 2 years of, if we even captured 0.5% of the UK market, that would generate £11 million revenue. That's only just a start for us. We need a bit of support to get there. And then we don't want to stop at 0.5%. We want to take a bigger piece of the UK market, and hopefully that would lead to global market. And if we could take a big piece of that, which I think we can do, then yeah, it'd be a very profitable scale up. But in order to get there, we do need a bit of support from our advisors to help us get there.
So in 5 years' time, you're growing. You've outgrown Scotland. You. How many people work in your company if everything goes well? I know these numbers are always kind of crazy to ask, but just to kind of, what's in your head?
We're quite open to it. I think from a comfort level, I mean, it's almost like fantasy land to say that we're going to have hundreds and thousands of employees. We just, as much as we would love to do that, we need to take it quite methodical. If we're doing the UK market, we would maybe need 15, 20 core staff to mm-hmm. help us through the operations. As we start to, hopefully if we do it, grow the UK, that'd be great to say that, then yes, we would need to recruit more staff. So really, we want to recruit as lean a team as possible to help deliver what it is that we're building. And the value really is in the tech that we're building. We feel that companies are able to use our tech to post the jobs. Once we've made some fine-tuning for the referrer side and job sharing, most of the legwork is in the tech that we build. But of course, we need the right team to support everything that goes on behind the scenes.
Richie, on that topic, what would you say the sort of main bottlenecks are for you? What are the main constraints?
I would probably say knowledge. I'm a first-time founder. Mm-hmm. My co-founder is a first-time founder as well. We are exploring the startup landscape as we go. Of course, there's great resources from the likes of TechScaler and listening to other founders. I think listening to other founders has been amazing, just finding out how they do things. But what we need to do is take all that information and adapt it to ourselves. We really want to make a big dent in the recruitment space. So I suppose some of the knowledge out there and how to do that and help us deliver it is really the big bottleneck for us at the moment.
Cool. Thanks. That's a very, very, very good answer, actually. Okay. We're going to get to some of those sort of startup culture specific questions. What would you say is your favourite thing about startup culture?
The support. I think I just touched on it there. I think when you speak with other startups, other founders, it's a very welcoming space. As much as we're all developing our own little startups, even the ones that I've managed to build relationships in the recruitment space, the market's big enough for both of us, and there's a lot of support helping each other through this sort of crazy startup journey. Whilst technically on paper you could class us as competitors, we don't see it that way. From startup to startup, we talk about collaboration more than anything else. Even just last week, there's somebody that operates in the employee marketplace. Mm-hmm. They do something a wee bit different in the recruitment space. But between the two of us, we can capture more of the market. So we're already building a lot of APIs and a lot of tech to help signpost customers to one another. And that really is a theme when you speak to other startups. It's everyone speaks in solutions with a founder. You don't, when you see a problem, you don't just talk about the problem. You talk about how to start fixing it. And that's what's really exciting, is when you speak to founders of any background, there's just so much. It's a very warm, welcoming environment.
Cool. That's good to hear. Having said all that, are there any things that you would say are your kind of least favourite things about being in this startup journey?
It's not least favourite. It's very much an unknown journey. We had a concept, we worked on a concept, we developed our MVP, we then developed our beta product, we're now ready to go to market. So we don't really know what happens next. We've got a rough idea of the startup journey, but we don't really see that as an obstacle. We know it's something that we need to tackle, but it's quite exciting figuring it out. If we can't figure it out ourselves, what do? We then speak to other founders to ask them, hey, we've got X problem. How do we get over that? If they can't help, which most of the time, 9 times out of 10, they can help from their own experience, we've then got resources like TechScaler. We've got so many mentors that we can get access to. And these are mentors, again, who have successfully exited their startup. So you're never really alone. So I wouldn't really class individual obstacles. You've got different hurdles that you come across. But when you get there, you either figure it out yourself or you ask the community and the mentors, people that have been there and done that, they will get you over the hurdles.
Okay, cool. Any bits of advice you'd like to pass on to other founders?
Just go for it. If you've got an idea, don't be scared. Just get it started. Don't think about things that might happen in a couple of years' time. Think about the first step that you need to take. If you've got an idea, just explore it. Start speaking to people. I think for the first couple of years of my journey, whilst we're building the tech, we spoke to so many people from hiring companies to candidates to even people that we think might start sharing jobs. We spoke to all of them, told them what we were doing, started to get a bit of proof of concept. And as we speak to them, it helped us refine what our process is. So my advice is if you've got something and you think that sounds like quite a cool idea for a startup, I would just go for it. Start speaking to people, start piecing it together, start figuring out your process. And then if you are really stuck, just look up startup community, startup founders, startup events. If you start going to all these events and speak to other founders, they will really well help you go from an idea to actually getting something that users can start using.
Thanks so much. Richie, that's it.
Thanks.
So thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.
All right, bye.
Thanks, bye.